Giger. Chibis.
Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. Joining me this week is my wife, Tanya.
Hello.
My Dave.
Dave.
And Sprog, who cannot speak because Sprog has no voice yet.
Yes.
Well, maybe vocal cords have updated or, I don't know, been installed. Has it grown at this point?
We could. No,
I'll be the voice of Sprog.
Come blimey, Dan.
I love it.
If that's how Sprog sounded, I think I would be I'd be cool with it, especially if Sprog was a girl and just like, bloody hell, call blimey, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Top with a yin-yang and a tickety-boo.
I guess we should start the episode with baby news. Hang on. Beep, 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 wah, wah. That's the theme song for theme tune for baby news. How is Sprog doing?
Sprog is very wiggly, growing.
I'm very wiggly.
We're at 31 weeks.
We are.
And let's just, I'm just having a quick look as to what is 31 weeks considered 8 months pregnant? Yes, it's approximately 7 months.
No.
That's what it says here. That's one of the questions that came up.
So it's the size of a coconut.
Oh, the baby is a coconut and then we go to school. The baby is a coconut and then we go to school. Brain connections are happening. Baby sleeping a lot, which is just like daddy. So that's fine. And your brainy baby can already process information and pick up signals from all five senses. So I better stop farting because baby will be able to smell how smelly daddy's farts are. and will be judging me a lot. I just saw this. Sex and orgasm can have an interesting effect on babies in the womb, as you may have noticed. Some are very quiet after their parents have sex, rocked to sleep by the rhythmic movement, perhaps.
Why do they say
themselves? Hey, yeah. Where's the party?
Why do they say, as you may have noticed?
Yeah.
Like, no, I have not noticed. I have not noticed the baby like being affected by the mother's orgasms.
apparently, it says, keep on enjoying your sex life as much as you like for as long as you can. There's some twisty type moves. I think this thing goes into sexual positions at this position. This thing.
My water's broke. My water's broke. Ah, great. Let's go. No, not now.
You're definitely ready then. I've already heard some disturbing sorts like stories from my parents about their pregnancy sex stuff, so I don't really want to go into it because if Sprog ever listens to this, they'll be like, fucking why did you have to say that? It's not my fault, it was the phone, it came up. I was just like, this is weird. So that's baby news. It's the best part of baby news, I think. And also, you know, hearing the development of Sprog. So how are you, Dave? You are a human.
I am a human.
I don't know why I do
human things with other humans on the weekends only. I'm good. I recently watched the Mario film. And for those of you that are listening and may have possibly popped into chat once or twice, I'm no longer properly streaming anymore. I'll be streaming casually, but I'm not doing it properly anymore. I've been doing it for 7 years to an audience of myself, so it's time to stop.
you can play games on your own, and then exactly. and then just I can text you every so often and say things like, "Lol, GG."
Do you want to be famous?
Say this. When I streamed that time, this guy that was like, say this," and I was like, "No," and he went, "Please, it means I'm really cool." And I was like, "No, I'm not saying, a random phrase that you've just like, you're begging me to say. That's just, no, it's just weird. There's some interesting stories about your streaming career that we can go into maybe later, but is there anything that, in particular that you're going to miss about it? You're like, no.
I mean, the times of when people did come by were the best of times, because then you're playing games, you're having a laugh, people were joking alongside with you, and you're chatting away. But that's the only bit, and that was maybe like once every 3 months, perhaps.
I did enjoy watching your streams when I could catch them, but the worst thing is it'd be like you're halfway through. We'd obviously be doing like bits and pieces, and I'm like, "Oh, Dave's on, quick!" And then, yeah, like we couldn't. You know, it's sometimes it's difficult jumping onto the chat and stuff like that. Yeah. Especially when there's other people there that are just like, "I have an opinion about blah," and then you're like, "Oh no." Well, you say something and then they're just like, "What's that supposed to mean?" And you're like, "I don't." I'm sorry. It's just because I hate people. I really don't like interacting with people.
I think I'd also miss, because it won't be recorded anymore, anything silly that happens in game, I won't be able to highlight it. Any just really weird and random moments or glitches and stuff.
Oh, hello? No.
You disappeared. Cool. Oh, you're back. No. Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. Okay, you're back.
Technical problems silent. Are now just going.
I was like, okay, maybe I'll stop talking to me.
Like, I've got all these Dave gremlins in the house now. They're like, oh, okay, here we go.
We can't harass him anymore because he's stopped.
Let's get him instead. Yeah. So I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? Where it's like. It's always nice to have those moments, but I've been finding recently that when weird stuff happens, I'd rather just remember it, because then you sort of, it just becomes a little bit funnier for me. Like I started playing Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh yeah,
because we watched the Edge Runners anime series on Netflix. It was really good, and like the characters were cool, the world was sort of quite cool. And I thought, you know, I think I'm gonna give it a go. And I found it, the main reason was I found it for like £10. And I was like, £10 for a kind of glitchy game is like that's a decent.
Yeah, that's all right.
Thing. So I found they've updated
a lot of it as well, haven't they?
So, yeah, and they've added loads of free content and all this sort of stuff. And one of the things that I found was that I came out of this. I had to go into this place and get augmented with. You know, magical cyberpunk stuff. And I came out and it was like, go over to this place to see this bloke. And I was like, okay. And on the way, there was a window with some strippers in the window. So naturally, I was like, I'm going to have a look. Because, you know, might as well. And the strippers... One of the strippers was just doing this weird little like dance next to the main stripper who was on a pole. The pole dancing stripper was next to the pole dancing and was just sort of like doing her thing. And the pole was just completely empty. And I was just like, that's the kind of glitch that I like.
Yes.
And then there was another person that just seemed to be shrinking as they were like walking away from me. They were like walking ahead of me. And I was like, is that a child or is that just a really tiny person.
I had something similar in Fallout 76, where like a bartender walked away from the bar and then just stood leaning on nothing and then started wiping nothing.
Nice.
And I'm like, but the bar's over there. What are you doing?
What are you wiping?
I'm cleaning the air.
You're a very good mime, because, like, what are you leaning on?
Yeah, so I like that. I like that kind of stuff, though. I was just like, this is ridiculous. But it's going to sound really weird, but there was a naked lady at one point that I picked up, and the boobs were like, the boob physics were real. It wasn't like, you know, massive bazongas like flapping around in the wind.
Excellent.
They were just like, it looked as a breast would look.
Okay.
And I was like, that's impressive to me.
They actually got it right. It's
because
it was a pyramid or.
Yeah, there's not some sort of weird, like, you know.
It's not a water balloon. It's just.
Yeah.
That's really weird physics.
It was as if the people had been like, right, let's look at a lady lying down. That's what a boob does, right? Let's put that into the game. And it sounds really weird. And I mentioned it to some people at work, and they were like, that's weird, Tim. You're looking at cyber boobs. And I was like, well, it's not really, though. It's like, it was just there. Like, it was there in front of me. You can't not look when it's just the entire screen is filled with boob. Maybe that's why they did it. They were just like, get these boobs on there. And also, I don't really play games that have boobs in them. Nah.
Maybe what they did to try and get the physics right is what they do with like mocap suits, and they put all the little dots on your face to get your facial expressions. Oh, yeah. They put it over some woman's breasts so they can get the physics correct.
Yeah. They were like, this is for art. This is for the game. Yeah. And she's like, you just want to see my boobs, don't you? And they're like, no, definitely not that.
Can I stick these dots on them? I'll do it myself. Oh,
that's not fair. Yeah, so it wasn't as I've seen people play it, or people, like, you know, doing little glitch compilations and stuff, and it's
unplayable.
Yeah, like the floor just disappears and stuff like that. I haven't had anything like that. So I'll keep you all posted. It might go well. It might not. Let's hope it does something.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would recommend it so far. It's like it's the worst thing is it's sort of like a Fallout type game, like the Fallout 3s and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
like it's a, you know, you've got this first person shooter thing, but it's also like an RPG elements and things like that. The world seems very like cool. I guess that's the best way to put it. I did find this weird thing where there was like a wait mechanic. It was like you can wait at places, which is, that's a normal thing in these kind of games. However, like, it was like, you have to go to this club at this certain time. So I went, okay, I'll just use the wait button. And it was like, you can't wait.
Oh.
So I was like, well, what's the point in having the wait button?
You have to wait in real time.
Yeah. It's like, you have to stay here. It's 3 o'clock. You've got 3 hours. Just do stuff. And so I was like, well, I guess I'll just go and do some other shit then. And I just started wandering around, like trying to figure out some quests and side quests and things like that. But I was there,
and then you're like, oh, it's almost time, and I'm now miles away.
Yeah.
I'm in an entirely different town. What do I do? How do I get back? I did find there's a fast travel feature, and I thought maybe the fast travel feature, I'll go somewhere else, do a little side quest, and then come back. And that, you know, usually when you fast travel in video games, there is a progression of time. No, not in this one. It was instantaneous. I looked at the time and
you just teleport.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck's sake. Now I've got to actually wait for this thing to happen. And I went up to the club, and it was like the place I had to go, and they were like, "We're closed. Come back later." And I was like, "I'm trying to."
You're not allowed to see boobies.
It does kind of look like a strip club, so it could be. Apparently, there is. It does say on the ESRB thing that there is sex in this, so I'm assuming there's going to be some sort of awkward
sex scene going
awkwardly animated sex scene.
Awesome.
Yeah, close-up of penetration.
Yeah.
Smothers the whole screen. It's slow motion. Bullet time.
Bullet time. You have to do it. It's like one of those like quick time events where you've got to press buttons and otherwise it fucks up. So like you're just there trying to put your winky into the lady's hoo-ha. You don't press it and you accidentally go in the bum instead. And then she's just like, "No," and she slaps you. But then you've got to like press another button to see if your nipples get hard from it, and it's just really weird. So that's a thing that I've been doing, as well as trying to play some other games. It's just mad, and I'm trying to get everything sort of like wrapped up before Zelda comes, because that'll take over my life, obviously.
Is there like microtransactions in the game? So if you spend £1, you can put a Johnny on him, and you know, you can if you spend £5, you can put a little Fez on top of your penis. And
who knows? Could be.
I mean, I don't think there's actually any microtransactions in this, which I was really surprised about, because I was like, wow. Isn't that what they do in every game now?
Yeah, it's
pretty
true.
Much games nowadays just drain you anyone as much as money as possible.
I did see there was an update for Cult of the Lamb actually, and it was like they're adding loads of free content, and I was like, you go guys, you're an indie game, and you're increasing the game basically like by. And not going like, well, we'll have to charge you for it as well, which is
one problem with the update though, because I recently added it, going, oh, there's a little bit more content, I'll add it on, I'll get the people, so I've got the full list of, you know, characters that I can have ready to go whenever I want to play. I'm not sure if it's done it to anyone else, but for me, it completely overrided my save. So everything's gone, including the Blood Moon content is all gone.
What?
No.
I'm wondering if it's because some odd games kind of do it. When they add an expansion, it overrides the old save because of things that they've changed. So I'm wondering if maybe that's what's happened. It just didn't warn me about it or tell me about it, so I went to play it, but all my saves are gone, my villages are gone, and yeah, I have to unlock everything again, but yeah, all the Blood Moon content's gone, so I'm hoping come Halloween that will come back.
You would hope so, because yeah. I mean, that was like, oh god, I hope, I'm really terrified now, I can't play this. Can't play this update. I'm just like, no. I did actually go back to like this Xenoblade game, because they've added a final story story bit to it, and like I forgot how much fun it is. So I'm running around just killing like monsters. Boss monsters basically, monsters. And it's just like, I'm just like, this is great, look at me, wee. murder.
There's two games I'm looking forward. Sorry, I know we'll move on in a moment. There's two games I'm looking forward to playing now that I've stopped streaming. One is Hogwarts Legacy, and the other is Wild Hearts, which is like a Monster Hunter-y type game, but you play as like some kind of ninja samurai person fighting these animal elemental monster things.
Is that a PlayStation 5 one?
Yeah, it might be on the Xbox as well, but.
Oh!
You're fighting like beasts that are like merged with grass and rocks and stuff that are the size of buildings.
Oh, that sounds like a that sounds like a hoot and a holler. That does.
Yeah, that sounds
You've been playing something new as well, haven't you?
I have. But it's called Tinykin, so it's kind of like a Pikmin / Banjo-Kazooie style game. So you're basically having to find all these bits and pieces like Banjo-Kazooie, but obviously then it's like Pikmin, because then you can throw the things that you, the tiny kin as they're called, to help you on your way, basically.
Oh.
So it's good fun. I really enjoy it. Except I've done the first level and I'm like, you have to collect pollen, and I'm like 9 pollen away from getting the full collection. I'm like, where is this pollen now? I'm like frustrated.
Yeah, just wait till you get one left.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like,
you're there
sake.
Forever going, where the fuck where are you?
Yeah. So yeah, I'm just like, I'll move on to the next level. Like, screw it.
And you're enjoying it.
I am still enjoying it. So yeah, I've only just started, so.
And it was on sale.
It was on sale.
I believe it, actually, if you're listening to this on the date of release, it might still be on sale.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want a new game.
Yep, totally.
Tanya recommends Tiny Kin.
Tiny Kin on the Switch, yep.
And I think it's on, like, other consoles and PC. As well, and
that's the one I got it on, so.
It's on the microwave. You can play it on the microwave now. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be like, amazing, yeah.
You're doing your food and just like, oh, quick, I'll have a quick game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Quick game of Tetris on my microwave.
He's playing Frogger. We can all see it.
And I come payday on Friday. I plan on getting, I've seen in the PlayStation store, Project Zero, which is also known as Fatal Frame. You're like a Japanese girl going through a haunted house with all these ghosts coming at you, and the only way to fight back is by taking pictures of them. It's a bizarre horror game, but I don't know, I really like it. So I'm like, oh, there's another one. I want to get that one and play it.
Nice.
Yeah, they're quite...
They really made the ghosts creepy when I played the first one.
They're quite good, though. Popular, those ones. I've seen them like a few throughout the years, because I remember at one point there was one on the, I think it was the Wii U, and they were like, I think in Japan they had like, you can have them in bikinis, as they run around this swamp trying to stop themselves from being murdered by ghosts, and naturally the UK audience was like, yes, we can watch these scantily clad Japanese girls run through a swamp.
Nintendo
was like, no, you can have... One of them was Princess Zelda. They like did a Princess Zelda costume, and then they did, like, I think it was like Zero Suit Samus. So Zero Suit Samus is pretty, like, you know, scantily clad, I guess.
Scantily clad, yeah. She's quite skimpy.
But she's like, she's in like a skin tight suit.
She's in a complete, you know, all over, but that's very skin tight.
Yeah, yeah. You can see it all.
Yes.
You can, as they say in Cyberpunk, you can see it all. I don't know if they say that in Cyberpunk. I've never heard that phrase in Cyberpunk. But yeah, so that was a thing. You could probably Google it. I don't know what the game's called. I think it's like Blackwater. Fatal Frame Blackwater. I don't know.
Darkwater, I think it was.
Darkwater, there you go. Dave played the Japanese version, saw those bikinis.
I saw it in the PlayStation store when I was looking at the Project Zero, the latest one. I was like, oh, there's Darkwater here too. Which one is that? And I think that's like 4th or 5th in the series. I was like, bloody hell, there's a lot I need to catch up on.
Yeah, they're just like the most popular. It's like Pokemon Snap, but with ghosts and Japanese schoolgirls.
Yeah, pretty much. And obviously the ghosts can kill you, but still.
Yeah, yeah. There's not enough murder in Pokemon Snap. They're going to do a murder update for the new one. It'll be Mewtwo can rip you apart with his psychic abilities. Get chainsawed by a man. Are you a Pokemon? No, I'm a murderer. Sorry about that, guys. I didn't mean to destroy Pokemon Snap. As mentioned earlier, by Dave, the Mario movie has recently released. It was weird hearing about it at first, having some of the cast thrown out there, like Chris Pratt as Mario,
Jack Black as Bowser.
That was the one that I was interested for, because I was like, oh my god, Jack Black as Bowser. Charlie Day is Luigi. Anna Taylor-Joy is Peach.
Seth Rogen
is Donkey Kong. That was a real, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Hearing okay. Donkey Kong with Seth Rogen's laugh, I was like, okay.
Like, yeah. Keegan-Michael K is Toad, which I...
But they're so cute!
Yeah, I mean, the Toads in general, I was like, this might get a bit annoying. Because obviously Toad's like,
Hopefully they didn't give him that voice.
Yeah. They made, the Toad voice was, it was quite close, like, to the, but it wasn't
grating. Yes.
Yeah, the only one really that was a bit like, jarring at first was Chris Pratt. Everyone else, I don't know what it was. It's like when Luigi was talking, I was like, yeah, I can believe that's Luigi.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Charlie Day is Luigi. Yeah. I was like, yep, I can get that. Yeah. But it was fine. I would have preferred Charles Martinet.
Of course.
Just voicing everyone, yes. Even Peach.
Yes.
he's like, woohoo! It's like, hello, that's Peach.
Yeah.
Definitely Peach. It was what I expected it to be.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I wasn't disappointed. I was nervous. I think the closer we got to seeing the movie, I was like, oh, is this going to work? Is it going to be, am I going to have to sort of grit my teeth through this and go, oh,
no.
Oh God. No, I thought it was really good. There were a couple of bits that I would have done differently. What did you think, Dave?
I mean, I really enjoyed it. I wasn't expecting it to be as silly as it was, and I'm kind of pleased that it was silly and funny. There were bits that, as it's going through, that I felt like they needed to maybe cut back on because they did it maybe one too many times. And one was the references. There's a ton of references, and then each scene it was like, okay, what game are we in now? Okay, it's this game now. Okay.
I quite enjoyed that. There's a bit where they, so spoilers if you haven't seen the movie. There's a bit at the beginning where they're in Mario's room, and it's like there's a wall just of posters.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was NES covers basically. And they had like Ice Climbers, F-Zero, all this stuff. And I was literally there just like, oh. Then Mario's playing Kid Icarus on NES.
Yeah.
Which, interestingly enough, people were like, oh my god, this was in the movie, therefore the next Nintendo movie will be Kid Icarus. And it was like,
what?
I don't think so. And they were like, why would they do this? They were immediately criticizing them
for their little theory. Nintendo. Like,
if they do this, it's not a very... Well, they're like, they're going to do this, and it's not a very popular game. It's only had, like... They even said that it's only had two entries, which is not true. There was three. there was a Game Boy one as well. But yeah, some of the... So I was there, oh, fuck off. And I saw
the Kid Icarus thing as more just like a throwaway thing because it's made by Nintendo. Nintendo do console games and other games and whatever. So they're going to have Mario playing a game. And yeah. So Kid Icarus was one of the games.
And it fit in with the... give up thing because he died and it says, you know, give up.
Yeah.
And he's just like, you know, he's it was a nice, I thought it was a really sort of like kind of nice little bit. There was an R-Wing as well from Star Fox on his telly.
Yeah.
And I was there just like, fuck me. And then it was like he turns on the telly and there's like Pauline.
Oh,
Mayor
yeah.
Pauline.
Yeah, Pauline.
And we saw it with my friend Lee, who does the theme songs for the podcast, And literally he was like, he's a big Pauline fan. And you could see that he was very happy to have Mayor Pauline. Even a split second, he's like, oh.
It's Pauline.
Pauline. Yeah, it was like, all right, man, calm down. She's on screen for 2 seconds.
Another thing I felt they may have done maybe just one too many times was him saying Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
That a little bit too often.
The catchphrases, like, really chucking them in there.
Yeah.
And
I'm hoping if they do a sequel, against just a slight spoiler, but when they went to the dark, when Luigi was in the dark woods and it had a strong Luigi's Mansion vibe.
Yes.
I was looking forward to seeing some booze, to be honest. And it makes sense they went with dry bones, but I was like, where are the booze at? Booze are like a strong thing in Mario. So I'm hoping if they do a sequel, because it's such a popular film anyway, no doubt about that, but that they put a ton of booze in there. Because yeah, there were no booze.
The whole booze section. Well, they the funny thing was, so during the I've already said spoilers, haven't I?
It's yeah, fine. Yeah.
So there's a part where, like, there's a wedding, like Bowser tries to marry Peach,
yeah.
And in the background you've got like King Ba-Bomb is one of the wedding guests, and then King, like, Boo as well.
Yeah.
And
that's the only Boo you see.
Yeah, literally is.
And that is the appearance as well from Luigi's Mansion. So I was there just like, they could just do
it.
Yeah,
they could,
like,
just do it. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, just have a Luigi's Mansion movie.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt could do a cameo as Mario because he gets captured and stuff, and then just do it. So there was a couple of bits where I was like, okay, I think they could have expanded. Like, I wanted them to expand the blue shell guy, because he's like, they could have had a bit more of him in there. Because it seemed at one point he was like, I'll get you, Mario. And you were like, well, you've only met him once. Like,
that's exactly
you already really, really hate him. Like, we could have had a bit more rivalry build up. And
I'm glad. Sorry. Yeah, carry on.
the one real crime for me was, like, there was one shot of Yoshi's.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then at the end, the post credits tag was, there's a Yoshi egg in New York, I guess.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we could have had like a sequence, a more Yoshi. I just wanted more Yoshi. That's just me, though, because I'm...
You are a big fan.
Yeah, if they did a sequel, there needs to be more Yoshi and more Boo.
Yeah. four characters.
I'm glad that they didn't use the Koopa kids in this one.
Yeah.
Maybe in a sequel or later films, but yeah, we're not desperate for Koopa kids.
Yeah, I mean, and there was no... because Bowser Jr. is very, like, they love putting him in stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that there wasn't like a, here's Bowser Jr.
Yeah.
Although that would be interesting to explain the origins of Bowser Jr. eventually, because in Mario Sunshine, they're like, you know.
Who's the mum?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Shigeru Miyamoto said that he was the mum. He was like, who's the mum for Bowser Jr.? And he was like, me. He's like, wait, what? Fuck Bowser. Oh my god. News just in, Shigeru Miyamoto created Mario and fucked Bowser. It would be interesting to see who he impregnates. But yeah, like, I saw people trying to fan cast the Koopa kids, and like some of them were just like, it was obvious. There was like Dave Grohl and Kyle Gass were cast as them.
Nice.
And obviously Dave Grohl and Jack Black are good friends, and Kyle Gass is the other half of Tenacious D. Yeah. So it's like, and I was like, okay, that's quite cute, but I don't think I don't think that will happen.
No.
I also saw people being like, here's the timeline for Nintendo movies. And it all accumulates in Smash Brothers movie. Smash Brothers Part 1 as well, which was like, what the fuck? I don't think they should do a Smash Brothers movie, oddly enough.
No.
There was a moment in my mind where it did, like, I think it was the fight with Donkey Kong, and then he went blasting into the sky, and I just wanted the words to pop up and the voice to go, game!
Oh, yeah, that was a good, like, sort of fight scene. And then when he puts the cat suit, oh, God, sorry, hang on. Just the fact that Diddy Kong was in it?
Yeah.
Like, Diddy Kong, Trixie Kong, and
yeah, they were there for, like, a second, weren't they?
Yeah, and he's like, shut up, Diddy! And he's like, oh. Cranky Kong was all right as well. I was like, okay, I can deal with Cranky Kong. Oh, sorry, I keep jumping around, but it's like, I'm just very excited about this movie. Charles Martinet, the voice of Mario, did have a couple of
cameos
in there. One of them was Giuseppe, who was playing Jumpman, which was Donkey Kong.
It was the guy who fought against Cranky Kong, wasn't it?
Yeah, which I was like, that's fucking awesome. And then obviously Mario's dad as well.
Yeah.
Which I was like, okay, does that mean that, like, they didn't put Lady in there at all, which was that's the original character that was in the Donkey Kong, the damsel in distress, but that was, her name was Lady. I know a lot about Donkey Kong. I know a lot about Nintendo, apparently. They also had Spike from Wrecking Crew.
Yes, they did.
One of the first one of the early Mario games.
Yeah.
And he was like this antagonist who was just like, you guys used to work for me and now you've gone out plumbing, you idiots, and look at your little crappy gloves, and he's just taking the piss out of them, sort of thing. I was like, fucking hell, it felt like they'd put a lot of love in there, and they were in a pizza parlor called Punch Out Pizza, and it had pictures of like Glass Joe and all these fucking characters from Punch Out, and then there was a balloon guy car wash thing. I was literally there just like, I need to watch this on DVD.
Yeah.
Just go through each frame and be like, that's cool. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't watch this because it'll end up taking me a week.
You'll end up just looking at the pedestrians to see if any of them are a character from a game.
yeah. Look, there's Fox McCloud. Like,
there's the back of his head, but that's him.
That was one thing, actually, when I was looking, because I was trying to look at the wedding, like, they had, like, a table with, like, wedding gifts on and stuff, and I swear to God there was a shield on there, and I was like, is that Hyrulean shield? Oh, my God. Like, could this be? And I was just thinking, nah, you just stop doing that. One surprise thing from it, I guess, that I really enjoyed, there was like a Luma character from Mario Galaxy.
Yeah.
And it was like, I'm waiting for the sweet break of death.
Very pessimistic.
Yeah. But like, adorable.
In a happy, adorable way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's like, make him stop.
Yeah. It was just like, this is fucking amazing. Like, I was really shocked that they signed off on it, because it was like, I don't know. It just had this really weird, dark, twisted thing, and I didn't expect Nintendo to do that. Really happy with that. Peaches as well. The song that Bowser sings. It's apparently they're submitting it to the Oscars, so it could potentially win Best Song.
That'd be brilliant.
Which. If I had any sway over the Oscars, I would definitely be like, that's the one I'm choosing.
It's going to be on that Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, oh, that would be brilliant.
Pages, 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 pages.
That would be brilliant.
Oh, pages, pages. Yeah, he did a good job actually, Jack Black. I was sort of like, I wasn't really worried, but I was very satisfied with his. With his sort of like portrayal of Bowser.
Yes, no, he did well.
The worst thing is with all these characters, you sort of want to be like a little. I feel like I'm a little precious over them, because it's like, you know, they're my characters.
Yeah.
Well, not my characters, but they're like characters that I've
grown up with, and
yeah, and it's like they're a big part of my existence. Yeah. Like, you know.
Oh, one thing I really did enjoy as well, it was subtle, but there were like music cues,
yes,
that were like tunes from the game, and like one in particular where they're sneaking around the sewers and then you just hear do 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 do.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh yes.
Yeah, the sound, I've actually listened to the soundtrack a couple of times, and it's really weird because they randomly put like I Need a Hero. Yeah. During this montage, yes, where Mario's practicing his platforming skills, and the rest of the soundtrack is just like it's basically like really well done music cues from the games, and there's like I was listening to a sort of medley thing that they had, and it was like I was going that's that game, that's Mario Odyssey, that's Mario Galaxy, like. Oh my god, so fucking good. And then there were some bits as well of like they took the eel from Mario 64 and made it look terrifying.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, yes.
It was oh god, I just want to I think it's just well done, guys. Well done, Illumination. Well done, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Just give me more.
Yeah.
They were saying that I did see an article. They were saying it's a bit weird words. I saw a couple of articles where people were saying, like, we're really concerned now that we're just going to get crappy video game movies. Yeah. And I was like, first of all, that one wasn't crappy.
No.
Secondly, we've already had like a couple of fairly decent video game movies in the last couple of years. I'm just putting it out there. I like the Sonic movies.
Sonic movies were good.
Yeah. Now that they're actually thinking of just like a separate story, and obviously just referencing different bits and bobs, they're not just trying to make it like a computer game, but it's a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's
like
what makes it work.
It's like they've just sort of like I felt that the people that loved Mario made that movie,
yeah,
and they made like a movie that they would want to watch.
That's it.
It just, instead of it being like we've just got to make like, so for example, the Doom movie that was like we need to make an action movie. We're using this property. Oh, let's put a sequence in there, like a first person shooter sequence. And it did feel like watching that.
It was like a nod to the game, which I actually enjoyed that part of it. But the rest of the film and story was like, what?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like instead of just being like, all right, we did this, it's based on a video game. Like the Assassin's Creed movie, I'm not a big Assassin's Creed fan, but I watched it and I was like, it just fell really flat. And eventually all these people were like, we're assassins. And I was like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't, yeah, I don't know what it is. I think really, if you, it's like anything, it's like with comic book movies, right? If you watch a comic book movie, you can tell whether they gave a shit, like the writers and the people making the movie. Like, you watch Deadpool, and you're like, Ryan Reynolds likes this character and wants to do something good. You watch, like, I don't know, the X-Men Dark Phoenix, and you're like, these guys are just here for a paycheck.
Yes.
They don't give a shit about these characters. They don't care. And I think that's what one thing that came through with Mario for me was just that. They put the fucking Donkey Kong rap in there, which actually I do have a slight gripe with. They didn't really credit Grant Kerthope with the guy that wrote the Donkey Kong rap. And I even saw that Seth Rogen said it was the worst rap song of all time, which I disagree with. I think it's one of the best rap songs of all time, and I will fight anyone that says otherwise. Because, I mean, it's just so fucking great. It's just, you know, take it to the fridge, Cranky. Hells yeah. I'd noticed on the soundtrack that the DK rap is on there in its entirety. And I'm like,
Donkey Kong.
it's on the soundtrack. And the soundtrack is on vinyl. So if I bought the soundtrack, I would own the DK rap on vinyl, which is enough of a reason for me to spend money on vinyl records. just going and be like, yes, the DK rap. Sprog's going to be like, I hate you, Dad. Because I'll be like, this son or daughter, DK, Donkey Kong. He's the leader of the bunch. You know him well. He's finally back to kick some tail. Sorry, I should probably not. Involved. I just start doing
Steven
the whole rap.
Steven Seagal came in for a moment.
I fucking love that song. I've listened to it so many times over the years. I think I've got a version of it on, like, a Donkey Konga version. I've got to get Donkey Konga out, actually.
That was a good game.
Donkey Konga. Ooh! I remember doing the, like, what's it called? Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has, which makes me wonder if I could. The impression that I get by the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
I always love doing the locomotion stage. Everybody's doing the locomotion. Come on, baby, do the locomotion.
They had like a Latin American Zelda theme on there as well. It's just so fucking good. Right, cranking out the Donkey Konga over the bank holiday weekend. Play it once and then speak of it again.
I'm done now. I've had my conga feel, thank you.
Donkey Konga. Oh, God. Yeah, the worst thing about the Mario movie, I have to say, my major criticism, is it did make me want to just shut all the doors, lock them, shut the curtains, and then just sit and play Mario until I died.
Reinstalling Mario Maker 2. I haven't played it, but I reinstalled it.
Yeah, I was there just like, I should really do that some more, because it's been a while since I played it, actually.
It's a brilliant game. There's just too many good games that I need to get through.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this game, I want to play that now. I want to play this, I want to play that. Oh, but what about all these other games?
I was thinking about it. We're playing through Final Fantasy IX together, and then we said after that we would play the Turtles Shredder's Revenge together. And it was like we were going to do that over Christmas, and we are still playing Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah, we are.
We really need to just, like, sit down and bash through it, and then... Just so we can get onto Turtles.
That's one thing with not streaming that I am still going to keep is my randomizers, and just keep the list of games that I want to get through, and then just to pull from the randomizer and go, okay, I'm playing this now.
Yeah, that's good.
I really enjoyed just not knowing what I was going to play next.
That's a really good idea.
My issue is that they keep releasing video games, and I'm begging, if you're listening, games companies, slow down a bit. Just a little bit.
Especially now.
I started playing Nier Automata as well. That was like a fucking... That's a game. That's a game.
If you think about what people say about heaven, you know, it's like it's all about what you, the biggest things that you enjoy and everything, and you have all the time in the world to do it. And so I guess one part of my heaven would be being able to play all the games
yeah.
that were created, even some of the terrible ones, even if it's just for a short moment. I can just try it and go, well, ah, shit, what the fuck's this? But to have all the time in the universe to just get through all the games.
As I've said many times before, sometimes you need the shitty just to enhance
the good ones.
The good ones.
Yeah.
I'm actually playing this one called Restless Souls. It's just a fun time. It's you're a ghost trying to get back from the afterlife.
I've seen that advertised on Steam. It pops up every so often going, hey, you might like this. So I've added it to my wish list.
I think you would like it. It's funny. So it's not necessarily like amazingly challenging or difficult, but it's just fun and there's loads of jokes in there. It's very much our sense of humor. So hopefully if you guys at home want, you'll download it, and hopefully Dave will do it, and I'll make him do it actually. Download this game now, Dave.
By gunpoint.
Yeah. Play this indie gem, you bastard. And you're like, oh, please no. I think it's time to read some My Immortal. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yay. The best novel.
The best. You know, after this, I don't know about you guys. I enjoy reading this awful thing. So I've got another book. I've got a book set up for afterwards. So
I'm guessing she's going to tell people to stop flamming.
She is.
She keeps saying that.
It's
not slamming.
This is the best part. This is the we start off as always for chapter 21. We have an author's note. Fuck you, okay? You fucking suck. Is nut ma flute if tis spelled wrong, okay? Cause that bitch Raven. Cause it fuck you preps.
You can see why there was a big swearing moment in my story.
Yeah. Yeah. One whoops saws Raven fangs for to help. BTW Transylvania rocks hard. No, hard. One, I even got to go to the castle where Dracula was filmed.
Dr. Cola.
Dr. Cola. Dracula, I guess. Later, we all went in the skull. Draco was crying in the common room. Draco, are you okay? I asked in a gothic voice. What's this?
How do you get a gothic voice?
Draco, are you okay?
Yeah, what classifies as a gothic voice?
Yeah. When you did that, it reminded me of the bloke from the IT Crowd.
Oh, from yeah.
Oh, right.
Remember, yeah.
Yeah. He's fucking great.
I only drink absinthe.
Oh, calling will be great. Okay, that's the gothic voice. We've established that.
That's me.
This is Draco's response. No, I'm not, you fucking bitch.
Wow.
He shouted angrily. He started to run out of the place. In a suicidal way.
What? A suicidal way. So what, he was tying a noose around his neck as he was moving?
Yeah, so.
I stated to cry because I was afraid he would commit suicide. I thought he was a vampire, though. It's okay, Ebony, said Vampire comfortably. It'll make him feel better. You mean you'll go fuck him, won't you? I shouted angrily. Then I ran to get Draco. Vampire came too. Oh, Vampire is like so desperate to fuck Draco. Yeah. Always. Draco, please come. He began to cry. tears of blood came down his.
Please come.
Pal face.
Been jerking you off for so long.
I fucking love this. Jesus. Draco, please come. He began to cry. Tears of blood came down his pale face. I was so turned on because I love sensitive bi guys. If you're a homophobe, then fuck off. Fuck off. And then we heard some footsteps. Vampire got out his black invincibility coke. We both got under it. We saw the janitor, Mr. Norris, there, shouting angrily with a flashlight in his hand.
I'm expecting them to drink this bottle of coke and then suddenly start flashing.
I think in the Harry Potter universe, it's Filch and Miss Norris.
Yes.
So I think that she's got it mixed up, obviously, because Mr. Norris is definitely not the cat. So I'm assuming that it's the cat that's going like, what's going on? Who's there? He shouted angrily. We saw Filth come out. He went under the invincibility cloak and started to meow loudly. Is anyone there? Yelled Mr. Norris. No, fuck you, you preppy little poser, son of a fucking bick. Vampire said under his breast in a disgusted way.
Under his breast, wow.
Under his breast? I didn't know vampire had tits. excuse me. Who said that? Yelled Mr. Norris. Then he heard Filch meow. Filth, is there anyone under a cloak? He asked. Filth nodded, and then Vampire Frenched me. He did it just as Mr. Norris was taking off the cloak. One. What da? He yelled, but it was too late because now we were running away from him. And then we saw Draco crying and busting into tears and slitting his wrists outside of the school. Draco, I cried, are you okay? I guess, though, Draco wept.
What?
We went back to our coffins, Frenching each other. Draco and I decided to watch Lake Placid. See? Isn't that depressing? Under gothic red bed together. As I was about to put in the video, my eyes rolled up and suddenly I had a vision of something that was happening now. There was a knock on the door and Fug and the Mystery of Magic walked into the school. One. Chapter 22. Author's note. Stufu. Prebs. Stup. Flaming. Okay.
Of course.
Don't. Lick it, fuck off. I know it's Mr. Norris, tis Raven's flot. Okay, 1-1. You suck, 1. No, just kidding, Raven, you folky rock prebs suck, 1. Okay, you get all that?
Sweet. She sounds like a wonderful friend.
Yeah. All day, everyone talked about the misery of magic. Well, anyway, I woke up the next day. I was in my coffin, so I opened the door. I was wearing black lacy leather pajamas. Then I gasped. Standing in front of me were Bloody Mary, Vampire, Diablo, Draco, Dracula, and Willow.
Diablo was there. It's this big, spiky demon.
Diablo's Ron's name, apparently. Diablo is... It's fucking Ron Weasley. That just makes me laugh so much. What's your name? Diablo? Fucking hell. I opened my crimson eyes. Willow was wearing a tight black leather top with pictures of bloody roses all over it. Under that, she wore a black poofy skirt with lace on it and black gothic boots. That was attached to the top. Oh my god, this is all just description of what people are wearing.
I was about to say, she loves describing what people wear in every single chapter.
Is she just padding for time? Vampire was wearing a baggy Simple Plan t-shirt and baggy black pants and Vans. Draco was wearing a black MCR shirt and black jeans and leather jacket. He looked just like Leek Gerard Way and almost as fucking sexy. Vampire looked like Joel Madden. Bloody Mary was wearing a tight black poofy gothic dress and she had ripped it so it showed of all her clearage with a white apron that said Bick and other swear words and MCR lyrics on it, kind of like one dress I had seen Amy Lee wear once. Darkness, who is Jenny? Who's Jenny?
Who's Jenny?
I don't know. She's just randomly coming to the story. I guess Diablo looks like Mr. Blobby or something.
He's wearing a pink blob monster costume with green eyes and a voice changer that made it sound like a fucking maniac. Jenny's wearing a gothic black dress with ripped stuff all over it and a lace up thing and black pointy boots. She's so
good. Even know. It's got ripped up stuff and thing. Yeah.
and there's other stuff attached to it. Diablo Crab and Goyle's dad was a vampire. What? So were Crab and Goyle. It turns out Darkness, Diablo, Crab and Goyle's dad was a vampire. He committed suicide by slitting his wrist with a razor. He had raped them and stuff before too.
But that wouldn't kill a vampire, what?
What? They all got so depressed that they became gothic and converted to Satanism.
Sure. What?
Darkness, Diablo, Crab and Goyle's dad was a vampire. He committed suicide by slitting his wrist with a razor. He had raped them and stuff before too. Who are these people? Yeah. I fucking have no clue. Darkness and Diablo is, so it's Jenny. I guess Jenny must be Ginny then.
Guess so.
Why are Crab and Goyle there as well? And Crab and Goyle's dad. Oh, they're all vampires apparently. Okay. OM fucking G, I yelled as I jumped up. Why the fuck are you all here? Ebony and Obi, something's really fucked up, Draco said. Okay, but I need to put my fucking clothes on first, I shouted angrily. All right, we have to go now, and you look kawaii anyway. You're so fucking beautiful, Draco said in a sexy voice. Oh, all right, I said, smiling, but you have to tell me why you're all being erective.
What?
You're being all erective. I will, he said. So I just put on some black eyeliner, fucking hell, black lipstick and red eyeshadow and white fantasy.
Hearing what she's dressed as. Yeah.
Then she just writes, then I came.
Wouldn't you?
We all went outside the Great Hall and I looked in front of We all went outside the Great Hall and looked in from our widow. A fucking prep called Brittany from Gryffindor was standing next to us. She was wearing a pink mini and a Hilary Duff t-shirt. So we put up our middle fingers at her. Okay.
Right, because she's wearing a t-shirt.
Thank God Brittany came in. Inside the Great Hall, we could see Dumbledore. Cornelia Fudge was there shouting at Dumbledore. Doris Rumbridge was there too. This cannot be, she shouted angrily. The school must be closed. The Bark Lord is coming. He's like a dog going, woof, woof, woof.
I'm the Lord of Barks.
Yes, it's Groot. The Bark Lord is planning to kill all the students, yelled Cornelia Fudge. You are not fit to be the principal any longer, yelled Rumbridge. You are too old and your Alzheimer's is dangerous. You must retry. What? You must retry or Voldemort will kill your students. Very well, Dumbledore said angrily. But, as in somebody's arse. We cannot do this. We cannot close the school. There is only one person who's capable of killing Voldemort, and she is in the school, and her name is Enone Darkness Dementia Raven Way.
So it's not Harry Potter in.
Yeah. Draco, Crab, Goyle, Darkness, Willow, Vampire, and Bloody Mary all looked at each other. I gasped. Right. Fucking hell, there's so much more to go.
Story's intense.
I'm going to put a pin in it there. Because it's just so fucking terrible. Yeah. So, what will happen to Anobi or Enone or Ibobi or whatever
her name is anymore?
Or Adobe
Kenobi.
Adobe Kenobi. Who
knows?
I like
that one.
That would have been a fair name.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm going to rewrite this shit. Oh, it's just fucking a mystery as to why she continued. sorry. I love it, really. It's my favourite thing to do. Thank you all for listening. If you keep an eye on Twitch, you might see some Dave. If not, then you won't, I guess. Thank you to Tanya and Dave for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thank you all for listening. I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm that, what was it, something Raven Way?
Darkness, Dementia, Raven Way.
That's the one. Stop flamming.
Get out of my house, you fucking preps. You fucking, oh my God. You fucking preps. Oh, so cringy. Love it. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.